On this day, what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region? On this day, September 3, 1926, the Canberra Times began publishing, first as a weekly. It reported that going to the pictures at the Star Theatre in Queanbeyan would set you back 1 shilling plus tax. Films had first been exhibited in Queanbeyan in 1897. Early in 1925, Mr. F. H. Boland opened Star Pictures in St. Gregory's Hall in Monero Street. Now in 1927, the Star advertised civility, comfort and attention, while the Triumph Theatre, not to be outdone, trumpeted its good engine, good operator, good music and good management. The Triumph had begun life as an open-air stadium in a paddock off Crawford Street before going indoors in 1913. On this day, September 3 in 1950, a Sunday, the Albert Hall hosted a concert by William Warfield, an American-based baritone concert singer and actor, fresh from a triumphant debut recital in March at New York's Town Hall. Warfield would go on to famously portray Porgy of Porgy and Bess on Broadway.
Bess, you is my woman now. You is, and you must laugh and dance and sing for two instead of one.
On September 3, 1960, the Canberra Repertory presented Rick Throssell's For Valour, sponsored by the Australian Elizabethan Theatre Trust. Rick Throssell, look him up, deservedly or not a famous figure in Australian espionage history. The Arts Council of Australia was presenting a run of Arthur Miller's 1955 play, A View from the Bridge, about a man's obsessive love for his wife's orphaned niece. Also on this day in 1960, 28 years after the death of Christopher Brennan, the bohemian scholar and one of Australia's most talented poets, Angus and Robertson published and sold for 30 shillings the verse of Christopher Brennan, the first complete collection of his poems. The slowness of such a publication's appearance was explained by his being too European, too erudite, a poet who did not fit into the picture of the fiercely national poets of the bush ballad school. All that took place on this day, September 3, in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 4, this is what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On September 4 in 1927, Martin's Music Shop boasted that it offered the cheapest and best pianos, new ones from £98, almost new from £48. Meanwhile, a Packard Player piano, the best player that money can buy, ran you £220 and had to be got from Sydney, as did a Rexonola phonograph for £10.10. On this day in 1930, James Walker, pianist, appeared at Albert Hall under the patronage of the Music Society, with the brilliant young student Frank Hutchins also on the bill. Little short of marvellous, read a review the next day. Mastery of Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, and the lesser-known Rush Hour in Hong Kong by New York pianist and composer Abram Chasins. On this day, September 4 in 1940, while the front pages described Britain's dire circumstances in face of the war waged by Hitler, the Canberra Times social round in Canberra announced by name who had stayed at the Hotel Canberra, Hotel Ainslie and Hotel Civic the previous week. Mr. and Mrs. Cox of Sydney, Miss V. Waite of Melbourne, Kitty Keefe, and that, for example, after a short vacation in Canberra, Mrs. Stella Vickery returned to Sydney on Sunday. On this day, in 1970, the Canberra Times reported that bookstores had been raided in Sydney, Newcastle and Brisbane, and copies of Philip Roth's Portnoy's Complaint seized, 500 from one Newcastle store alone. The police would do the same in Melbourne. The Canberra Times had reported on September 1 that the Canberra bookseller T. Dalton had stopped selling copies of Portnoy's complaint after police raided his Garema Place bookstore at 9 in the morning. Dalton had been able to sell 30 copies of the book for $1.35 each. Also on this day, September 4, in 1970, the Australia Council announced a grant of $3,000 to the Ballet Theatre of Canberra, formed in 1969 under artistic director Joseph Savoy. That was enough to revive the company, which had gone dormant. The company became the New South Wales Ballet Company, which in early 1972 amalgamated with the Sydney Dance Company. And that's what took place on this day, September 4, in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 5, this is what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On September 5 in 1930, the Capitol Theatre Monica announced that owing to the failure of Magnacoustian Company to install talking equipment on time, the Capital City's opening night of talking movies would be postponed for another week. But a full silent program was on offer. Edgar Wallace's amazing story, The Forget, with Lillian Rich and Nigel Barry, along with The Gallant Hussar with Ivor Novello and Evelyn Hunt. At the Causeway Hall, a benefit dance was held in aid of the widow of our late comrade W. Harris, late of Causeway and AIF. Roll up and help this cause, and don't forget, the Causeway Ladies Auxiliary will be in evidence. Also, Roxy Orchestra. Gents 3 shillings, ladies 2 shillings, good supper provided. On this day, September 5 in 1960, the Canberra Repertory Society held a special general meeting to discuss plans for building an intimate theatre in Canberra. The Society hoped to build and equip a theatre for £60,000, raising half the money through a Canberra Theatre Trust. Its aspirations were achieved in June 1965 when the Canberra Theatre Centre opened with a gala performance by the Australian Ballet. On this day, September 5 in 1970, the Canberra Theatre Centre was seeking 30 supernumeraries for Sir Tyrone Guthrie's Old Tote production of King Oedipus, adapted from Sophocles' Oedipus Rex, coming September 29 and 30, 1970, to the Canberra Theatre. In the Saturday book pages of the Canberra Times, literary editor Maurice Dunlevy mocked the logic of Sir Arthur Ryler, Victoria's Attorney General, and other government officials who would ban Philip Roth's Portnoy's complaint from Australia's shores. Meanwhile, on September 5, 1970, at the South Building in Civic Square, Leonard French's 7 Days paintings were on display. The Sweet Daddy nightclub in the Down Under restaurant on East Row welcomed prominent Sydney jazz band Salty Dog. Western District Rugby Union Club welcomed diners and dancers to the Jamison Centre with music by Tintin Abbey. Gentlemen, a coat and tie, or accepted dress skivvy, please. And that's what took place on this day, September 5, in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 6, this is what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On September 6 in 1930, a Saturday, the Star Theatre in Queanbeyan had its Western Electric Movie sound system in place for Song of My Heart. The film starred 45-year-old Irish tenor John McCormack, the voice that touched the heartstrings of the world, in his screen debut, singing 11 songs, old favourites and new airs. On this day, September 6 in 1940, the Triumph Theatre in Queanbeyan was showing Vivian Leigh in her first film since Gone with the Wind, Waterloo Bridge, alongside Robert Taylor. Among books advertised for sale at Verity Hewitt's Canberra Bookshop was Native Son, American author Richard Wright's groundbreaking portrayal of Bigger Thomas, a black youth living in utter poverty on Chicago's South Side. Wright's novel made clear how systemic racism could provoke its victims to desperate acts. Also on this day, September 6, in 1940, the University Sports Council and associated varsity sports clubs held an informal dance at Hotel Civic, and 150 attendees were introduced to the latest dancers from overseas. On September 6, in 1950, Douglas Dundas, a member of the Artists' Society of Canberra and president of the Australian Watercolour Institute, won first prize in the Perth Gallery competition for an oil painting of a Canberra landscape. In his annual report to the five-year-old Canberra Photographic Society, Mr. A. Carnell said one mark of the improving standard of work within the society was that it had, upon request, sent portfolios to exhibitions of the New York Camera Club at Healesville and Ararat in Victoria and to a YWCA display in Canberra. On this day, September 6, in 1960, at the Triumph Theatre in Queanbeyan, Ulla Jacobsen starred in Ingmar Bergman's 1955 feature film Smiles of a Summer Night, about couples who switch partners one comically overheated evening. Highly critically acclaimed then and now, the Triumph billed it as highly unusual, sensual, and humorous, with an extravagant rating, strictly for adults only, persons under 16 not admitted. That's what took place on this day, September 6, in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region.